the fourth volume.
Second. That is about 5 years ago.
My new way.
So the Mishnah says, Misha Chosav Tzadikis, if a person is sick and he's out of his mind, he has a sickness that affects his ability to think straight. And then when he's in this state, he gives instructions that they should give a get to his wife. The Yomar, and he says to the Seifen, to the Eidim Kis, we get Liishti, to the Dinas Lo Yomar Klo Mikro.
What can I tell?
Get out of the way.
So the Mishnah says, Misha Chosav Tzadikis, if a person is sick and he's out of his mind, he has a sickness that affects his ability to think straight. And then when he's in this state, he gives instructions that they should give a get to his wife. The Yomar, and he says to the Seifen, to the Eidim Kis, we get Liishti, to the Dinas Lo Yomar Klo, because he's not, he's a Nishken Bardas. He does not, that person is walking in his sleep. Walking in his sleep, and he gives calls on the telephone, but he's sleeping, he doesn't know what he's doing. So if he tells people to give a get, so that doesn't count. At that time, he's not able to express das. What happens if it's fakert? Oh my, what if the person is healthy? And he says, kis v'get liishti. He gives instructions, they should give a get to his wife. And afterwards, v'chozo kurdaikis. And then he takes sick, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And when he's in the state of kurdaikis, when he's sick, he doesn't know what he's talking about. V'chozo v'yomar. When he's in the state of kurdaikis, he gives instructions, don't, I change my mind, don't try to get. So the Mishnah says, "Ein dvarav achreim klum." You ignore the second instructions that he gave because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
What's the habit?
No, why? It could be since you see that he knows he gave a get, maybe he has some little more das.
Yeah. No, but if he gave a get, how can he be ma'azach?
No, he didn't give it yet. No, he gave instructions when he was healthy. He gave instructions, write a get and give a get. He says, write a get and give a get. And then when he's in the state of kurdaikis, he says, I changed my mind. Don't write the get, don't give the get, don't do anything. So the Mishnah says you ignore the second thing that he says.
That's what I'm saying.
It sounds a little bit that he does know what he's talking about.
If he said it originally, he's scared of Kodaikin.
He didn't say it.
For my wife, we don't listen to him.
Right.
Apparently he's in that state, so why would you...
No, if he says originally in the state of Kodaikin, give a get.
We don't listen
because we assume he doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, so
but here before he said when he was healthy, Another case. He tells the Seif and the Eidim, write a get and give a get to my wife when he's healthy. And then he takes sick and it becomes good. And he says, what I said yesterday, I changed my mind. So it sounds like it's pretty clear.
He knows
what he did yesterday. Knows what he wants today. He's changing his mind.
Not clear enough.
So the Mishnah says, not clear. No. You ignore the second instruction that he had.
Somebody has to diagnose
him. Yeah. You have to diagnose him to know that he has this condition of kurdaikis. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara is going to discuss. The second din is a crucial din, all important din. Then the third din in the Mishnah isn't ganz in a different din. The third din, the shtatek has nothing to do with achozik kurdaikis, that he doesn't know, he's not in his right mind. He had a stroke and not able to talk, but he understands what everybody says. If he can write, so nishtatik means he's unable to speak. V'yom rulai, and the people say nichtav get liyashtecho. Should we write a get for your wife? Do you want to divorce your wife? V'yichin berosho, and the shakel tzuas. Yeah, so it looks like he is a bardas. He gets dressed by himself. He knows how to function. He takes care. He buys food. He cooks food. He knows what he's doing. The only thing is he's unable to talk. So how does he give tzivah habal? You have to say kis forget the tenu get liyishti. So how does he instruct to the dinners? It's a nishken halacha moshe mesina that you need amira if he shuckles with his head and he makes it clear that that's what he wants. So then it's good. The Mishnah said, at sheishmu mipiv. If he shakes his head, if he writes instructions, if it's clear that that's what he wants. So that's tzibay haba. So if they said to him, nichtav get lishtech, should we give a get to your wife? Heichem beroshen shuckle sumit and kav. So then the Mishnah says, "Bot kimoso shalosh pamim." You have to test it three times to make sure that he knows what he's shuckling to. Sometimes all the people, when they become senile, so they agree to anything because they're so old. Whatever you say, they'll agree. They'll shake their head. So you have to ask three times, yes, no. You have to ask about different things to make sure that he's clear, that he knows what he's talking about. Imamra lav lav al hein hein. If when he's supposed to say yes, he shakes like this. He's supposed to say no, he shakes his head no, and everything else stimmt. Everything else makes sense. And then he shakled to it. He says he wants him to give a get. Harelo yichtav v'yitno. They can give a get based on such a tzivoy haba. Different question. Yeah, they ask him, is it summertime? Is it winter time? Is it cold? Is it hot? Are you hungry? Is it time for breakfast, supper? And you don't ask three in a row yes and three in a row no. The Gemara says otherwise maybe he's just shaking three times. And shaking three times like this. You have to, and you don't ask yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. The Gemara says you have to mix it up a little bit, two and one and one and two, to make sure that there's no pattern over here. To make sure that he's fully aware, that he understands what's going on. Yeah, that he knows what he's doing. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't even make a difference. Rabbi Tendler had a shaila. No. Let's say his wife is very miserable. His wife is married to a healthy man, and now she has a husband who can't talk to her.
So she has somebody to go and.
So she's miserable. So the wife says, or someone else says, maybe you'd like to do a favor, give your wife a get. He says, yep. He says, yeah. He realizes. Rabbi Tendler had such a shaila. But he had a bigger shaila. There was a man, this on Alta Maisa from years ago, at least 10 years ago. There was a man from Mansi, Ben Torah, who was married, and then he developed some kind of a degenerative disease, which was awful. So the husband said to his wife, when he realized that he had the disease, so he offered to give his wife a get. So the wife said, no, that's not right. She married him for better, for worse. She's going to take care of him. So for years he stayed home, and she was taking care of him, and garnished. Then it got so bad that she wasn't able to take care of the husband home, so they had to put him in a home. So she used to go visit him every single day in the home to take care. Then it got so bad he couldn't communicate at all. He couldn't even shake his head, yes, no, absolutely no communication. They didn't even know whether the husband understood anything. They once played sad music, and he started to cry, so they understood chach that he hears, and then he understands that there was sad music, so he was crying. More than that, there was mama's no communication. So at that time, the wife already wanted a get. 10 years earlier, the wife thought it wasn't derech eretz, that the husband offered to give a get, and she didn't think it was derech eretz. And then 10 years later, there was mama's no communication. Was she going to come to this home and visit him every day? Mama's no communication at all. So the shayla was, but how do you get him to ask for a get? And mama's can't even bat an eyelash. He couldn't even say, would you want to give your wife a get? Shake your head, lift your hand, couldn't do anything. No way to communicate whatsoever. So Rabbi Tendler had a nine file. That was a shayla, whether it was Alpidin, whether it was Eisgehalt or not. So he had a nine file. He put him on what he called a lie detector test. Polygraph or something?
Polygraph.
So he put him on this thing on the arm that registers.
From the heart palpitations.
The blood pressure. So he showed him. Rabbi Tendler came and he visited him. He was telling all the students in the yeshiva the Seinfeld that he had. So he showed him cards, and one card it said one card it said 10, one card it said 100, and he shows him this is 1, this is 10, 100, doesn't register. Then he shows him, takes him to 100, and he says this is 1. So he started to register. You look at his face, absolutely nothing. Doesn't bat an eyelash, but you can tell from the blood pressure. What do you think, I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
It registers. Then he showed him colors. This is red, this is blue, this is white. So Kozman, then he said everything richtig, so it didn't register. When he started to say on the red that this is blue, on the blue that this is white, it started to register. You could look at him as mamish, you can't see anything. Dvarim shebalev, ain't a dvarim, you can't see a thing. But it registered. So then he said to the husband, you're a ben Torah, you have rachmanis on your wife, he'd like to give your wife a gift. That didn't register anything. And then when he said, you'd like to leave your wife in Aguna, that she should live in misery, so it started to register that it's not so. So the shaila was, is this called Tzivei Haba? So he wanted one Rav to be misadded again, so that Rav thought it was ridiculous. So he didn't want to, so he's very upset about that Rav. Then he wanted another Rav to be misadded again, so the second Rav said, he'll write a tshuva, let Rav Moshe write a tshuva, that it's okay. So Rav Moshe just wrote a very cryptic tshuva, that's printed in a sefer. Rav Moshe has a tshuva printed in a sefer on this topic. That's very cryptic, very unclear. Then at that time Rav Moshe was already not healthy. So the Rav who wrote the kitzur, the shaila, wrote up the shaila to Rav Moshe, came to visit Rav Moshe, and he asked him. He said, "Bal peh, what the shaila was, what the paragraph was." So Rav Moshe said, "Oh, dosi lemaise, daf minibetrach." So he took back what he wrote, and he said he has to think about it. And that was years later, the end of the story was that the man died. The man died and there was no need for the get. But the shaila isn't din. Is that called Tziyui Abal? If you look at the man on his face, absolutely can't shake, can't lift an eyelash, can't bat an eyelash, can't do anything. But you can tell by the polygraph that he's aggravated about this, that he understands it. Is that called Dvarim Shebalev Ein HaDvarim, or is that called Tziyui Habal?
But maybe it can be looked from other point.
The fact that he offered the divorce 10 years before.
Doesn't matter.
Can we say that that is the offer extended on? I mean, he already let know that he didn't want his wife to be in such a status.
But you need Tziyui Habal. But you need Tziyui Habal now. You need Tziyui Habal now. Yeah.
I can't tell you the precedent from we learned before a lot in Gittin. The Shem Tikkun Olam. They were made all kind of hakolos were made.
Yeah.
So therefore, the official reason for hakolos, you don't have to. You don't have to hold this.
If it's mutter, it's mutter, absolutely. But the shaila is this called Tziyui Habal? Is this enough? Mamish Dvarim Shebalev. Imamish doesn't say a word. No indication at all. Only by the blood pressure. So is that sufficient to see that?
The blood pressure has a different meaning. It has a different meaning that he doesn't want it.
Could you have made a hetamei rabban on that?
No. Hetamei rabban is only
for the man.
Hetamei rabban means there's a nisa, the rabban, there's a cherem, the rabbin, a gershon. A man is not allowed to marry more than one wife. So if there's a difficult situation, that the wife is senile, she's institutionalized, she's sick, whatever, and doesn't look like he's ever going to get his wife back. So then, and he can't give her a get now. She's not a bar das. So you get 100 rabbanim together, and they're mata the hetamei rabbanim. But faket, if the woman is a rachamishes ish, so you can't make a hetamei rabbanim.
Did he have made a get on Sinai 10 years earlier that if I lose my faculties 10 years from now?
It depends if he's still living with his wife, then it's no good. That's what the conservatives wanted. When you have agunis, a lot of times a couple gets married and it doesn't work out, and then the husband doesn't want to give a get. So the conservatives had an einfall 35 years ago, right by the chasana, right after the chasana. The husband should appoint the sefer in the seminary and the eidim to sign a get in the event that the marriage will not turn out well. He already appoints the sefer and the eidim to give the get and shine according to the discretion of the bezin of the seminary. So the Rambam writes that that's against Allah. The Rambam writes, if I give instructions to the sefer to write a get and then I continue to live with my wife, so that clearly is a chazara. I'm backing out from my instructions. That's a din deraisa. Sometimes it's a get yoshin. Sometimes it's only a din with the rabbanon. If the get was given already, if the get was written already, I have a get that was written already, and then I live with my wife before I give her the get, so that's a din med rabbanon. The get yoshin is a din rabbanon. But this, the Rambam writes, this is a din deraisa. If the husband continues to live with his wife in between the tzivi habal and the ksivas haget, ksivas hasefer, then it's considered menatera as a chazora from the tzivi habal to the sefer, and the whole ksivas haget is no good. Anyway, that's the mission. So the Gemara discusses the first few blat gemara here in this perek have medical. This is for the doctors to read. The first three blat is medical advice. When you have different sicknesses, how you treat them. The Rashba, and this daf quotes from the Gainim, that anybody who follows these medical aids is dama barosha. That you're not allowed to follow these. If Bismana gemara it worked, and Bismana zed just doesn't work.
Or maybe they knew what it is. We don't know exactly.
Yeah. So first the Gemara tries to describe what is this chordaicus, what kind of a disease is it that it affects his mind, and that he can get better later from it. He gets better. So the Gemara says, my chordaicus, what is it? Amar Shmuel, the Nach say he was bitten by Chamra Charata de Matzarta. He was bitten by fresh wine from the wine press. What do you mean? A shikir?
Yeah.
A shikir is Nishkin Labada. A shikir is a shikir. So the Gemara says, so this is something more than a shikr. So the Gemara understood that kurdaikis is the name of a shade or a ruach ra. That shoira alayayin, when you have fresh wine, that somehow this, when the person drinks this fresh wine, he will be entrapped, ensnared by this female shade, whatever it is. A male shade, a female shade, I don't know. And that will cause him to be labardas. Freg the Gemara, but listen, he's all staying in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mishan Ashacha, Yain Chodesh. Why do you have to write such a technical term? A Kudaik is on. he was bitten by the fresh wine. Zagnamar Hakamashmalon, Doha, Rucha, this Ruach Ra, this shade, is called Daikishmo. I think it's a female shade, whatever it is.
Rashi says Shido.
Whether you know it is called a Kodaik, it's not called Kodaik. What do I have to know what the name of the shade is? Write Misha Neshocha Yain Chodik. Mar says, Nain, the Nafkamina Chaps, if you write a Kameya, so you have to know what to write in a Kameya. So you got to know the name of the shade or the Shada to write the Kameya properly. Okay. So we don't know how to write Kameya, so it's not too much of an Nafkamina. Figma, Maya Svase, what's the cure? When someone has such a disease, so the Gemara says, you got to have a good diet and it'll get better. Bisra sumko, how does Rashi write? Bisra sumko, kochush, lean meat. As I said, the lean meat, agumre, that's broiled on coals, gumre on coals, the chamra marka, and the yayin mazug memayim harbe. Because the way he got sick was having the fresh wine, the strong fresh wine. So the way you get rid of it is by having diluted
meat soaked in wine. Meat cooked in wine.
I don't know, cooked in wine.
Or soaked in wine, either way.
Maybe, I don't know. I thought it meant drinking. I don't know. Okay. So, okay. I'm asking.
But he couldn't drink the water. The water was impure.
Okay. So the Gemara tells you on eight. The Gemara says, we know how to. You have to diagnose it that he has such a disease, and we know what the cure is. We have a medication, and we know how to pull him out of the sickness. That's enough for our purposes. And the rest is a refuah. Till the Gemara comes to now discussing the issue. The Gemara goes back to the halacha on the top of Ayin Omid Beis, on the fifth line from the top.
It happened once in a while that a person
gave instructions while he was in the state of Kordaikis. So he gave instructions before, then when he was in Kordaikis, he would back out from what he said before. So the Tanaim say, whatever he says when in the state of Kordaikis is disregarded. But now the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim, Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish. What do you mean it's disregarded? Is it like a person who talks in his sleep? That we disregard what he said, but you don't say a person who's in his sleep is a la bardas. A person who's asleep is nishkan la bardas. Let's say the man lives in one part of the world and he gives tzibi abal, he gives instructions they should write a get and give the get to his wife and she lives in the other part of the world. At the time that they give the get, he's sleeping. So is that a shaila? That they give the get to the wife, the mekayim the shlichus while the husband is sleeping. The husband is a bar das, he's just, while he's sleeping, he's unable to express his das. But you don't say he's a la bar das when he's sleeping. A shikr is a bar das. Temporarily, he's unable to express das. He's unable to, let's say a person is in the intensive care unit, they just had surgery. You don't say he's a la bar das. Temporarily, he's unable to express any das. But you don't say that's a gavra la bar das. If you have a person who's a shaita, don't say it's a gavra who's a la bar das. A shaita. That's a gavra la bar das. What if you have a person who's itim cholim, itim shaita? He has fits of insanity. Sometimes he's normal, sometimes not. So then the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it depends when. Bizman shu shaita, hareu ki shaita. Bizman shu cholim, when he's healthy, hareu ki pikeach. So you see that you can have temporary insanity and the halacha considers him a shaita. Not just that he's basically, one could have argued the point.
Yeah.
Some recent Dalam have an argument. Basically, he is a bardas. Vaharaya, that is itimitim, sometimes goes in and sometimes goes out of awareness. So sometimes he knows what he's talking about, so basically he is a bardas. When he's itim shaita, when he has the temporary spells of insanity, maybe I should consider him them like a shikr or like a yashin. So the halacha says, no, bizman shu shaita, hareya ki shaita. That itim cholim, itim shaita, when he's a shaita, he is considered a gabra la bardas. And the shliach that he appointed before cannot deliver the get while he's in the state of shtus. You have to make sure that the husband is in his right mind. Let's say, you know, 3 weeks he's like this, and 3 weeks like that moods, and 3 weeks like this, and 3 weeks goes back and forth. So we know now that he's healthy, he knows what he's doing, he's functioning well, and he gives instructions they should give a get. So they have to make sure that they give the get before the shliach has the right to get and give the get before he goes back into the state of shtus. They don't have to be medactic, they have to give the get before he falls asleep or before he gets shikr. Get shikr, he falls asleep, he's basically a gavra bardas, who's not in a position, he's not able to express his das now. But if he's an itim shaita, then it's a hariyuk shaita during that period of time that he's a shaita. So here the Gemara has a shaila. What's over here? This fellow, he has a disease which causes him to be temporarily out of it. He doesn't know avasavelta is. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and we ignore what he said. But we have a refuah. We have a medication. The Gemara tells you what it is. Whatever it is, somehow it works. Today they have sicknesses today, like that.
Yeah, sure. They have
pills.
Yeah. The person doesn't take a pill.
If he can lose his das, so if they give him the pill, it'll be under control. If he doesn't take the pill, he'll remain. So that's the shaila. When you have such a person as itim cholim, itim shaita, but you have a pill. You have what the Gemara calls samei biyodon. We have the sum. We have the medication in our hands. Samei biyodon. So maybe the fact that we have samei biyodon, maybe that accomplishes that is not called an itim shaita. Maybe that's called like sleeping or like shikr, that he's just temporarily unable to express his das. But basically, in principle, he is a gavra bar das. So should I say no? Vosha helped us near that it's samei biyodon, but he didn't take the sam yet. The vayla he's a gavra la bar das. So that's a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. That's a machlekes in halacha, and their argument stems from how do you read the Mishnah? What is the din again? Let's go again. The first two dinim in the Mishnah. So the first din in the Mishnah was easy. Misha chazak or daikas, a person's in a state of lav bardas, and while in that state, he gives instructions, kiss, we get lishti, so that's obvious. It's like a person is in his sleep, and he talks in his sleep, he says something that doesn't mean anything. But what's the second din? Omar, the second case. Kis will get liishti when he was healthy. He gives instructions, give a get to my wife. And then, vachozakur daikis, then he becomes sick with this condition and he's not able to function normally. Vachozaviyama, when he's in the state of kurdaikis, he gives instructions, leitichtivenu, I changed my mind, don't give the get. So it says in the Mishnah, we ignore the second statement, ein devorah for achreinim klum. What does that mean? We ignore the second statement and we give the get while he's in the state of Achaza Kurdaikis? That's what it sounds like. You ignore the second statement and go down the gate weiter. And you give the get while he's still. In other words, we treat him like a man is asleep. Achaza Kurdaikis, you treat like a man is asleep. Or maybe I should say no. It means more than that. Ein Drav Achrenim Klom doesn't only mean we ignore the statement that he made. It means you have to wait till he gets better in order, even though it doesn't say that. Maybe it means we ignore because he's a shaita, and you have to wait till he gets cured, and then it'll be again a bardas, and then the shliach will be able to write the get and deliver the get.
Aren't there two negatives?
What's the chiddush? The chiddush? No, the chiddush is like we thought before, that even though he's relating back to what he said yesterday, one might have thought that here he sounds like he is klar. He knows what he said yesterday, and he's making a comment today. He says, today I'm sick, I changed my mind, I'm going to need a wife to take care of me. Yesterday I was healthy, I didn't need my wife, so I said, give a get. Today he gives a whole lecture. This man, who's Achoza Kurdaikis, he doesn't know what else is happening in the world, doesn't know how to run his business, but this he knows what he's talking about. He says, now I need my wife, and make sure you don't give the get, because I need my wife to take care of me. So one might have thought, he knows what he's talking about. So the Mishnah says, we ignore the second statement, and after he gets better, we can give the get based on what he said originally, that there's no chazara. No,
but if he gets better...
Under two negatives, ein devorah...
Ein devorah v'achreinim klum, yeah.
If I would say that we disregard his later statement, wouldn't it be enough to say the word of achreinim klum? Why the ein?
No, devorah v'achreinim klum.
I don't think so. In Yiddish, I think you say like...
Yeah.
The klum.
Yeah.
Klum in Yiddish means garnish, but yeah. I think klum in Hebrew doesn't mean like that. Ain a klum. Klum means mashal. In Yiddish you would say like
it's an
that.
Idiom.
Like in Yiddish you say, lo yama klum, klum a garnish gizah.
Yeah.
Klum. Klum in Yiddish means nothing, nobody. But in Hebrew it means mashal, means something. Ain a klum means a garnish.
But how do we deal if we say shlicho kabalo? If we say shlicho kabalo, that if the baal is the range, the baal cannot. If you cannot have a baal, should be the range, and the shaliach could
should function for him. Right. That's what we're going to have to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. That's the whole gemara. So let's start from ayin on the base. What we're skipping in between is all refuahs, and the Rashba says you're not allowed to follow the refuahs anymore. Okay. So we're not skipping anything. What did the gemara write the refuahs for? The Gemara is supposed to. The Gemara is supposed to give.
What happened?
How to lead a normal life. So the Gemara tells you how to lick tefillin, how to say Krishman, how to be healthy, and how to cure all of your sicknesses and shine. The Rambam also has like that. The Rambam has in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam gives you all the medicine that al regel achas, all the medicine that he was able to. He gives you what's a balanced diet and what's how much sleep you need. And then the Rambam writes, and whoever follows all these instructions. I assure him, I promise him that he's going to lead a happy and healthy life and I'll live Tarichas Yom. So the Gemara has to write this as part of Halacha also.
Shabbos,
there's a lot.
It's a whole
So this is not to get anymore. We have other refuahs today. It's important to talk to keep healthy. It's important to follow all the refuahs. So the Gemara says, Omar, the Gemara on the top of Ayin and Beis, on the fifth line, quotes again from the Mishnah. Omar, kis v'get li ishti. When he was healthy, he gave instructions, write a get and give to my wife. Then he takes sick. L'chazukur daikis. And while he's in a state of sickness, chazukur al tichtavu, don't write the gets. And the Mishnah says, ein dvarav ha'achreinim klum. The second statement that he made is meaningless. Omar, eish lokish, kais v'menoisim get li alta. The simple reading of the Mishnah is, you ignore the second statement that he said in the state of Kurdaikis, and we get right there. And you have the cipher right to get, and you give the get, even though the husband in the state of Kurdaikis, the Gemara is going to explain that it's like a sleeping person. It's not like itim cholim itim shoita bismanchu hu shoita hareu ki shoita. No, since it's sami biyod, and since we have the medication, we have a way to heal it, so it's considered like a yoshin. And Rabbi Yechanan insists that it's not so. Rabbi Yechanan Amaloch, when it says in the Mishnah, Ein b'dvarav ha'achreinim klum, we ignore the second statement, it means more than that. The lechi mitzil, when he gets healthier, when he becomes klar, salul, daitot slula, when he will become klar later on, l'tzarech l'medirim luchi be, you don't have to consult him again, do you still want us to write the get?
Skip the line.
Huh? Oh, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Ein Kaisim Ela L'Kishay Yishtafe. You cannot write the get until the husband gets better. So the Gemara says, "My time of the." How did each one figure it out from the Mishnah? My time of the Reish Lakish. So first, the Gemara explains, "My time of the Reish Lakish." How does Reish Lakish figure it out? So the simple reading in the Mishnah sounds more like Reish Lakish. He says, "The Ketani State is that Ein Medvav Hachrenim Klum." You ignore the second statement, and we get weiter. And you write the get and you give the get when he's in the state of Kordakis. That's a simple reading. Rabbi Yechanan Amaloch, Rabbi Yechanan insists, no. Ein medvarav ha'achreinim klum, you ignore the second statement.
It's not reputing.
While he's in the state of Kordakis, this is upgeret that you can't give the get now. That's a double poshet. He's a shaita. Like itim cholim, itim shaita. He's temporarily shaita. And the shlucha, that's what he said, shlucha shaladim kimoisai. The shliach can only function when the Mishaleach is a bardas, when the Mishaleach is not a bardas, so the Shliach cannot function for him. So that we know on our own that the Shliach cannot give the get, cannot write the get, cannot give the get now. But the Mishnah is telling me a bigger chiddush, Ein medvarav ha'achreinim klum, the lechi mitzel, when the husband becomes klar, after they give him the treatment, l'tzorech lemedirim luchi bay, you don't have to consult him again a second time, do you still want us to give the get? If the man said 10 years ago, give my wife a get, and 10 years go by, so Mstama, we still didn't take care of the get. So Mstama, you have to ask him again, 10 years later. Mstama, you have to ask him again. But he just said a week ago, he just said yesterday, give my wife a get. Then he became Achazav Kodaikis. So after a day or two, we treat him with a special diet, and then he gets better, straightens out. So then the Mishnah says, you don't have to consult him again. It was just 2 days ago. He just gave instructions. It wasn't such a long period of time. However, li'olam, but this is understood, self-understood. But this is upgiret, that you cannot write the get or give the get until the husband is going
to
be klar.
Not according to
Rabbi. Right, this is Rabbi Yechanan's speaking. This is Rabbi Yechanan presenting his position. Zogmog, when I come with Ligi, bottom line, what are they fighting about? Rishlokish madame le'yoshin. Rishlokish compares the achoz ha'kurdaikis to a man who's sleeping. He doesn't hold that he's like a shaitav. Rabbi Yechanan medami le'il a shaitav. Rabbi Yechanan holds that he's a shaitav. Fegmar savaita, so what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechanan fegmar nami le'dami le'yoshen. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan agree with Reish Lakish that he should only be considered like a yoshen? Why does Rabbi Yechanan hold that he's considered a shaitav? And for the Gemara, no, there's no tushta. Yoshen lo'y mechusa maise. the yashin if the man is sleepy or the man is shikir. So you don't need any medication. You don't have to do anything to make him. He'll wake up. He'll overcome. He was shikir. He drank a lot. He was shikir. He'll go to sleep. He'll get better. He doesn't need any treatment. But this man, since he needs some medication in order to get better, because money doesn't take the medication, he's not going to get better. Maybe he'll get better in a week, but if he takes the medication, he'll get better much faster. He's not going to get better in the same amount of time. So since he needed medication, Rabbi Yechon holds that's called a shaita.
It's incomplete. Yeah. You have to fill in. He lost one of his marbles.
So that's cool.
The marble back and it's incomplete, but it becomes complete. Then it becomes.
So that's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. That's how we pass. Rabbi Yechon and Shita. That this is called itim shaita. This is considered temporary insanity. Preg the Gemara. So why does Rish Lakish not agree? Rish Lakish holds not temporary insanity.
It's
called like sleeping. Rish Lakish nami ledami leshaita. Why doesn't he also say let's compare it to a shaita zaktigme? Shaita lav same biyodon. When does a person have a status of a shaita, eat them cholim, eat them shaita, if you don't have a medication to treat it? So that's called the shaita. Oh, but hi, this kind of a sickness that affects the brain, same biyodon, namely, what's the refuah? Bisra sumke, agumra, we just said before, the lean meat broiled on the coals, v'chamra marka, and the diluted wine. So since it's same biyodon, so that's the machlekes of Yechon Mishlogi. We finally got to it. That's the machlokes. So we have it today. A lot of times a person has a condition and he's unable to function in Gansen Lab Badas, but he has a medication. If he'll take the medication, he'll get better. So once he takes the medication, he's back to normal. Is a normal. But Kozman, he didn't take the medication. But Sami Biyodan, we have it in the stores. We have the medication. So do you consider the person a shaita at that time? Or do you consider the person as a yoshein or as a... Or as a shikir. So that's the machlekes of Yechon Shlokish. And we paskin like Rabbi Yechon. We paskin that despite the fact that it's samei biyodon,
you have to wait till he gets better.
It's still considered a shaita. So here, when the Rambam quotes this din, he quotes the din of Rabbi Yechon that you're not allowed to write the get by the tiny letter aleph. Rabbi Yechon Omar by the small aleph. And kaisvin el likishe yishtafe. That's how the Rambam says. But then the Rambam adds on, that's lachatchila. You're not allowed to write the get till he gets better. What if you went ahead and did the yedved, you gave the get while he was achozer kudaikis, while he was shaita? So the Rambam says it's no good midirabana. The get is no good midirabana. And the Torah asks on the Rambam, why is it no good midirabana? It's no good minatayra. The man is a shaita, like you said before. Shluchu shaladim kemoisa. How can the shliach function on behalf of a man who's a lab bar das? If Rabbi Yechon holds that this man is a gavra, la bardas, he's called a shaita, not like a yoshin, it's not like a shikir. If he's really a shaita, so how can he have a shliach? So that's a machlok, is the Rambam in the Torah. This din that it says in the Gemara, that the person cannot have a shliach function on his behalf when he's in the state of kurdaikis, because when he's in the state of kurdaikis, he's considered a shaita. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabban? So the Ktsais HaChayshin has a famous comment, where he writes over the machlekes the Rambam in the Tur, and he has his whole explanation that the Tur says that the shliach acts on behalf of the Baal, shluchu shel adam kimoisai, so the Baal has to be a bardas. If the Baal is nishken bardas, how can the shliach act on his behalf? And the Rambam holds no. Once I appoint the shliach, so the shliach is like the balabos, and he works on his own. So let's say right. I died, we had the mission in the first parish. Yeah. The husband appoints a shliach, and then the husband dies before the shliach had a chance to give the get.
So don't need it.
So that's a different, they're not married anymore. The shliach is not married to my wife. Yeah. I'm married to my wife. Right. I gave over the power, shluch zon kemoisa, he became a balabas. He's now a balabas, he has the right. So I don't have to be a bardas. I have to be a bardas when I appoint him as a shliach.
Yeah.
I can't appoint a shliach when I'm a la bardas, but if I appoint a shliach when I'm a bardas, then I become a gavra la bardas. So like I bottled up the koyach habaylis, you have it. So on the level of the rice, you can give the get now, despite the fact that I'm a gavra la bardas. If I'll die, so ice marriage. So my wife is an almon already. We're not married anymore. So that's a different thing that ain't get lahamis. But kolzman that I don't die, even though I'm a gavra la bardas, that's the din. That's the din. Shluch shlodim kemoisai, I gave over the koyach habaylis to the shliach, and he can, on the level of the raisa, the Rambam holds, he can write the get and give the get, even though I'm a gabra labada. So that's how the Tzais HaChoshen has the famous comment.
But the Baal can still be mevatel the shlichus anyway.
If it'll be chayzer, if the baal is a bardas, right. Also, diba mevatel diba has the ability to back out from the mina shlichus.
The ability to transfer the plow to shlichus. That was the fly say to a carbon pesach. Let's say you hand over your carbon pesach to the kohen throughout the shaft, and all of a sudden the kohen, the individual, the owner becomes tameh. He still can't eat from the carbon pesach because he became tameh, irrespective of the fact that he. Hand it over.
Yeah,
that concept doesn't necessarily work in all cases.
Right, like the husband died. Just like Moshe Adam, the husband died, so there's nothing to talk about. If the Bala Korban became Nitma, so that's the end of the story. But if it became a Gabra Labardas, so the Ramam holds on the level of the Reis, it doesn't bother me. It's only a Chisor Midirabonim. That's how the Ktzais HaChoshen writes, a famous piece. The Ktzais writes, the Ilch Shluchim Meshutva. And the Chazon Ish is Masig on the Ktzais HaChoshen. And he says, if you look in the Rambam, read it slowly and carefully, the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said it by Nishtate. The Rambam only said it by Achazer Kudaikis, Zokte. Read it slowly, Zokte. Reish Lakish holds a svare that if it's Same Biyodon, there is an institution of Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita. That is Mant. I don't say that basically, since he's Itim Cholim, sometimes normal, so even when he's Itim Shaita, he's also a Gavra Bardas, but he's just like a Yoshin. You don't say that. If he's Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita, so temporary insanity is considered a Shaita. So Reish Lakish says, Bamedvar Mamurim, if it's not Sami Biyodin, if you don't have a pill, if you don't have a medication, if it's Sami Biyodin, you have a medication, so you have everything under control, then it's like Yoshin. That's what Reish Lakish says, then it's like Yoshin. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish and he says, wrong, even if it's Sami B'Yodan, he's considered a Shaita. That Knetch of Rabbi Yochanan, that's only Midirabbanan. On the level of the Araisa, Rabbi Yochanan is masking with Reish Lakish that if it's Sami B'Yodan, he's a Gavra Bardas who's unable to express his Das, and it's only Midirabbanan that I call him a Gavra Labardas. But what if he's really Nishtate? What if he's talking Nishtabal, the Baal makes the Shliach Lohilachas Aged? And the Baal is mamish nishtate, not achozer kedaikis, and you have a medication, sami biyodin. You don't have sami biyodin. Then he says the Rambam would never disagree with the tour. Maskin with the tour, that's a din deraisa. The Rambam never meant to say, shlucha shlavi kemoisa, I give you the karech habailas, and I become nishtate. So on the level of deraisa, you can still function on my behalf. The Rambam never said that. He only disagrees with the tour, the whole machlegis, that's what the Chazon Ish points out. He's right. He says you read the Rambam slowly and carefully. The Rambam only had this finished by Achoze Kudaikis, that the get is given is only possible with the Rabbon. That's by Achoze Kudaikis, because the Svara of Reish Lakish is really correct on the level of their eyes.
In the case of a real shelter, isn't there a difference like halt every year if there's a break here? The fact that there's a period in between there.
But you have always a chalom
itim shayta. Right, that's what says in the mission that the shayta can maintain a shaliach. The shayta can maintain a shaliach. The halach of the shayta. There are two dinim by a gabra labadas. He cannot appoint a shaliach. That's double poshut. He cannot appoint. He's a labadas. How can he appoint a shaliach? And he cannot have a kiyum. A shaliach is done on his behalf. But he can maintain a shaliach. He can maintain a shaliach.
Why does not interrupt? Why does not interrupt?
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. As long as there are no changes. Can maintain a shaliach.
As long as there are no changes.
What do you mean no changes?
He changed the shaliach, and in between he became
shaita.
It goes on. You understand?
Yeah.
But he cannot say, even if he gets better, I change my mind or something else. He cannot.
While he's a shaita, he says all the things in the world, we ignore all of that.
All right, and then he got worse. Now he got well, he gets on the dead. Then he got sick. Whatever it is, he cannot change anything when he is sick.
While he's sick, he cannot change. While he's sick. It's going to take years and years till he gets better. Like 10 years later, he finally gets out of it. Yes, I don't think you still say kol oisa das hashem oisa. You wouldn't say that the das.
Again.
Yeah, you got to ask him again to see. But if it's within a reasonable amount of time, bismana gemara sometimes it. Right, that doesn't bother me. See, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. You see, from this did in the Mishnah that cherish atvikot and labar das can maintain a shaliach. He can have a shaliach. He just cannot appoint a shaliach on his behalf. But he can have a shlech. That's the Rav Soloveitchik. He spoke about the Gemarim Bov Mitzi in the first Perek as a shaila. What's the nature of Kinyan Chotzer? Chotzer is Shaladim Koinaloi, Shalami Daita. I have a Chotzer, and a Dovish Al Hefke falls in. So the din is that I'm Koina Aide Kinyan Chotzer. So the Gemara has a shaila. What's the nature of that din? Is Chotzer Mitam Yad? Is Chotzer Mitam Shluchai? Is it considered as if it's an extension of my body? And then the mail it's only oimit bitzat chatzera. It's only an extension if I'm standing either on the chatzer, let's say the Gemara is my chatzer, I'm standing in the chatzer, or one day in Taisa I'm standing next to the chatzer. The Lashon HaGemara is oimit bitzat chatzera. So the 2 days in Taisa is in Erevin, what it means literally in the chatzer and near the chatzer. So if it's chatzer mitam yodoy, chatzer is considered an extension of my yad, so it has to be b'samachloi. It has to be my yad b'samachloi, chatzera b'samachloi. And a chatzer mitam shluchai, then it doesn't have to be b'samach loy. It'll even work. A shliach can work on another continent. I don't have to be near the shliach, but there's a hitch. If chotem itam yodoy, then even a cotton can also be koina. Let's say a cotton picks up a dovish al hefker. So min ha-Torah he's not koina, but when the Rabbanan, the Mishnah says, Metzias cheresh to the cotton, yeshba mishim gezel mitnei dark yisholem. If a cotton picks up a dovish al hefker, he's koina with the Rabbanan. So if the cotton has a chotzer, so if chotzer is a branch of yodoy, it's a form of chotzer mitam yodoy, so the chotzer of a cotton would be kaidim of the rabbana, like the yad of the cotton would be kaidim of the rabbana. But if you say no, chotzer is not mitam yodoy, but rather mitam shluchoy, it's considered like a form of shlichas, then the Gemara says there's no shlichas li cotton, so cotton cannot be kaidim. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam and the Rif. The Mechaber usually quotes straight. The Rambam and the Rambam's usually quoting straight from the Rif. So the Mechaber, and there's no Ramot. The Ramot doesn't disagree over there. So the Mechaber passing like the Rambam and the Rif, that we split a very strange thing. We split between a man and a woman. That's where the Rif and the Rambam read the Maskanas HaGemar and Bob Mitzi on Daf Yud Beis. Chotzer the Itza, chotzer of a woman is mitam yodo, because that's the pasuk by Get. Venosam be yodo. That the kinyan that works by get is a kinyan yad. Ainli elo yodo. Maybe it's only yad chatserim in ayin tamalayim of anasan. Mikol makom. That's the Gemara and ayin zayinam at aleph. The first tikkun of the Gemara, the beginning of Perek HaZorah. It says ainli elo yodo because it says anasan be yodo. How do you know chatserim in ayin tamalayim of anasan mikol makom? So that's chotzer mitam yodo because get needs yad. So that's chotzer mitam yodo. Then the other din by chotzer gavra chotzer of a man. So that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rif say that's mitam shlichas. That's not mitam yoda. The gzeres hakas of the chiddush, the chotzer is considered a form of yoda. It was only in the schadish by women. Very strange. The halacha in Chayshem Mishpat makes a distinction between a man and a woman in the kinyan chotzer. Very strange, but that's what it says. The Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch like that. The chotzer of a woman is mitam yoda.
It's passive.
Okay.
And the man is active.
Okay.
And the same thing is what you said.
Philosophy, you can say, but if it's an aloha, it sounds very strange. Okay. I guess that's the reason why. Active passive. Okay. I guess that's the reason why. And chotzer of a man is mitam shlucha. So what would be the din? A dovish al hefker, the golden bird, lays the golden egg right on top of the chotzer of the cotton of the ktana. So what's the din? So if it's a girl who owns, if it's a ktana, if it's a person after bar mitzvah, no shayla. The kind. What if it's before bar mitzvah, before bas mitzvah? So if it's a girl, a little girl, Aisema, who owns the karka, so chotzer mitam yodo, so if she's near the chotzer, next to the chotzer, in the chotzer, then she's kaina. But if it's the chotzer of a little boy who's a yosem, who owns a karka, the chotzer mitam yad doesn't work by a man. Chotzer mitam yad is only mischadish by women, so the chotzer only works mitam shlichas. Then shlichas lekotna, so the kid is not kaina. So the dovish al hefker, the golden egg, remains hefker. The kala kaidim zacha. Whoever comes to grab it will be zacha. If the kid grabs it first, okay, that's mitzvahs chayrish out to the cotton. But if someone else beats him to it, and they grab the golden egg first, then they'll be zacha and a hefker, because the cotton wasn't kaina. Because chotzer de gavra, chotzer of a man, of a male individual, is mitam shlucha, and then shlichas lekot. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you cannot say that the only chisorin of ein shlichas lekotin is Avshalom Eger points this out. There's a sefer called Drush v'Chidush by Rabbi Kiv Eger. The Chidush Amani Gemara. So every 20 pages there's a parenthesis with a Ha'ore by Rabbi Kivega's son. Rabbi Kivega had a few sons, but the most outstanding, the most famous one was Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, the one who wrote the Gilyan Marsha on the side of the Yeridei and the back of the Gemara. The Gilyan Marsha is by Rabbi Shlomo Eiger. So Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, every 20, 30 pages, has a parenthesis with a Ha'ore in a father's Chidushin. In the Tshuvas also, every so often there's a Ha'ore from the son from Rabbi Shlomo Eiger. Very brilliant Ha'ore. He's not Rabbi Kivega, but he's pretty close. So in Ksubis on Daf Yud Aleph, there's a famous thesis where they talk about Zechiah is often the Adam Shlai B'Fonim. Zechiah is a branch of Shlichas, not a branch of Shlichas, the whole topic. So Rabbi Shlomo Eiger points out a comment, and he says himself, obviously it's not correct. Why shouldn't one say, like the simple reading of the Rambam, that a Cheresh out of the Kotn is a Lav Vardah, so they're not able to appoint to be Memana Shliach. But if you have a Shliach, who's automatically Chotzer Mitam Shluch, I have to go over to the Chotzer and make a declaration, hereby appoint you as a Shliach. What do you mean? It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to appoint them. So since it's automatically a Shliach, so why shouldn't I say that Yesh Shlichus Lekotn? From the Rambam and Hilchos Shluchim Meshutvim, one gets the impression that the Einzige Chisorin, the only Chisorin of Ein Shlichus Lecheri Shoto Bekotn is a Chisorin in the Minui HaShlichus. You have to be Memana Shliach. A Bardas has to be Memana. So Lecheri Shoto Bekotn cannot be Memana Shliach. But if you have a Shlichus that happens by itself, why shouldn't you say that it, so he has this kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that if chotzer of a man, a chotzer of a man does not function midin yad, it only functions midin shlichus, so therefore if the owner of the chotzer is incorrect, so what is takadidin? So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from this whole machlekes over here, the Rambam with the tour. Not only is there a din that you cannot be a cheresh out of the cotton, a labadas cannot be memana shliach. You see from the tour that the kiyum shlichus cannot take. Even though I was a bardas when I appointed the shliach, but then I became the shtater. The kiyum shlichus cannot take place while I am a labadas. The kiyum shlichus must take place at the time that I am a bardas. According to the Ktzais, that is the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur, because the Ktzais understood the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur by Shaita Mamish, that the Rambam held that it's only with the Rabbanon no good on the level of the Raisa, the Shliach can write the Get, you can have a Kiyum HaShlichus on the level of the Raisa, and the Kordaikis, whether he's a Shaitim in Atara, Shaitim in the Rabbana, but if he's a real Shaita, if someone is a real Shaita, the Rambam would agree with the Torah. You cannot have a Kiyum HaShlichus on behalf of a Bailim who's a Lav Bardas. That's a Din Min Atara, everybody agrees to that. So that's the answer to the Gemara by the Chotzer. And the Kordaikis, whether he's a Shaita in Atara, Shaita in the Rabbana, but if he's a real Shaita, if someone is a real Shaita, the Rambam would agree with the Torah. You cannot have a Kiyum HaShlichus on behalf of a Bailim who's a Lav Bardas. That's a Din Min Atara, everybody agrees to that. So that's the answer to the Gemara by the Chotzer. If Chotzer Mitam Shluchai, so you say there's no Shlichus for a Kotten. What do you mean no Shlichus? But here you don't need any Mina Shlichus. So the answer is even though you don't need Mina Shlichus, but you need a Kiyum HaShlichus. You cannot have Kiyum HaShlichus on the level of the Raisa. You cannot have Kiyum HaShlichus at the time that the owner of the Chotzer is a Lav Bardas. That everybody's masking to. Everybody agrees to that. This is a famous din. when you do the Mechiras Chometz, when we all appoint the Rabbonim as the Shluchim to sell the Chometz on behalf of the Balabatim, so there's a whole problem in the Niktois and then in the Sivis, exactly which Kinyan does the Rabbi make with the Nochri in order to transfer the ownership of the Chometz. So every Kinyan has a pikpul. So we make six Kinyonim to make sure that the Nochri is Kodesh. So one of the six Kinyonim is a Kinyan Chotzer, that we rent everyone's apartment to the Nochri. We rent the rooms in which the chasen, where the chametz is located to the nochri, and then we're makna, one is a kinyan agav, we say, agav, the rental of the apartment, we're makna to you the chasen. But then there's a pikpuk on agav, the ktsais has a taina, one taisis in Bava Kama writes that agav is only midirabon, taisis in the first paragraph in Bava Kama, Dakir Aleph has a pshat in the Gemara, which they say indicates that kinyan agav is only midirabonon. So the Ktais has a tiny, if the whole Kinyanim is only made the Rabbanon, so maybe they never instituted Kinyan Agav on behalf of a Nochri. Maybe it only works on behalf of Yisrael. So that's his pikpuk. So we make another Kinyan, we make all the six Kinyanim, each Kinyan has a question mark. So we make a Kinyan Chotze. We rent the apartments, everyone's apartment to the Nochri, and then we say, and we want the Nochri to be Kaina the Chomet, which is now in his apartment, which is rented to him, a Kinyan Chotze. So what's wrong with Kinyan Chotze? Why do we need another five Kinyanim? So the Ktzois quotes in Choshen Mishpat, one of the early Achreinim in the 1500s wrote a sefer called Birchas Hazera, Rav Shmuel Aaron Kaidenover. He was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He was a contemporary, he writes, the Talmidim write, and he wrote a sefer, Birchas Hazera Hankochim. He wrote the Birchas Hazera Hankochim, and he has Shalas the Tshuva. So the Nachla Shiva quotes the Tshuva from the Birchas Hazera, that is mefakpek, how can you make a kinyan chotzer? How can the nochri be cutting with a kinyan chotzer? Just like a cherish out to the cotton, don't have shliches. A cherish out to the cotton, a male, a man. Cherish out to the cotton cannot be cutting with a kinyan chotzer. So the Gemara says, ain't shliches lakum. So nochri doesn't have a shliach either. So if chotzer is mitam shluchai, so the Nochri shouldn't be able to be koine with the Kinyan Chotzer. That was the pikbuk of the Birchas HaZevach. How can you say a Nochri is koine with the Kinyan Chotzer, et Chotzer mitam shlucha Yisraboi, and there's no shlichas to a Nochri? So that's why we make the other five Kinyan. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his Haoris on Orach Chaim, that whenever he used to sell the Chometz on Erev Pesach, he was medactic to sell to a Nochris. To a Nochris. Why? Because a woman is chotzer mitam yada. So there's no pikpuk.
By a Jewish woman.
That's what I would have said. Chotzer mitam yada is akzer. You say it only applies to women and not to men. So it only applies to women is from the pasuk by get. So what shaykh does it have to a non-Jewish woman? How can it apply to a non-Jewish woman is further removed from the Jewish man? He said, Jewish man does not have chatzim mitam yod. I would have thought for sure that a nochris for sure does not have chatzim mitam yod. But that's what he writes. He was always medactic to sell the chometz to a nochris. So that he should have all the six kinyanim. The shaila is that one of the six kinyanim is hanschlag.
Yeah.
That you shake hands with the
woman.
So I don't know if he doesn't write, but he shook hands with the nochris.
His wife shake hands with him.
Maybe. He shook hands with the nochris to make the kinyan of situmta that minigam dinas that you kind of, I don't know. But he wrote that's how we touched up the Kenyan Chotzer, the Ktsais and the Nesiva is taina that the Birchas HaZevach is wrong. They say, even though the Gemara says in the Feirish that if Chotzer mitam, not a if, it says in Shulchan Aruch that Chotzer the Gavra mitam Shluchoi, and therefore Halacha L'maaseh said there's no Chotzer for Cherish out to the Kotz. Even though it says that in the Gemara, so they both point out, the Ktsais and the Sivis in two different Simonim, they both point out, but a Nochri, state beferish in the Gemara of Arizot, that a Nochri does have a Kinyan Chotzer. That's black and white in the Gemara. A Nochri is kind of with a Kinyan Chotzer. Aye, but Chotzer, if Chotzer is only Tam Shluchoi, ain't Shlichas in the Nochri. So obviously you have to Knecha Svari here, that the din of ain't Shlichas in the Nochri is not similar to the din of ain't Shlichas Lecherish out of the Chotzer. Because the Chotzer is not the regular normal shliach. The chotzer is not a human being, bechlal. It's a different kind of a shliach. Some kind of a different kind of shliach. So it's only a chisorin somehow or another in cherish to the cotton, and somehow it's not a chisorin by the nochri. Whatever the hesber is, you got to learn the gemara and bar mitzvah. But that's what they tell you. They say the Birchas HaZevach is absolutely wrong. With the Chumrah, they say that there's no pikpok.
You can make one kinyan and that's it. I mean, according to the... You don't have to make all six.
That's what they tie in it. Yeah. Chatzar is absolutely good, then you don't need all six. The only reason why you make the other four is because the Bichas HaZevach, Anumchein and the Chatzar. He doesn't like the Chatzar. Okay.
Yeah.
All six. So now the Gemara effect, Akasha, and this Machlegis Rabbi Yechanan Meishlokish, the Rabbi Yechanan says, when a person is a Chazak Purdaikis, he's considered a Gavra Lav Bardas. Not Stam, he is unable, temporarily unable to express Das, like a person who's Yoshin, or like a person who's Shikir, no, he's considered a Gavra Lav Bardas. The Gemara Sanhedrin has such a parallel. Let's say a person sends a carbon to the Beis HaMikdosh, and then he sends it, he lives far away, he lives in America, and someone brings a carbon on his behalf. And the Mishaleach, the Bala carbon, becomes Nishtate before they are makar of the carbon in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara says he can't be makar of the carbon on behalf of a Gavra Lav Bardas. But if he's sleeping, or if he's Shikir, at the time, let's say he lives the other side of the globe. So he's sleeping when it's daytime in the Beis HaMikdosh, and then makar of the carbon at the time that he's sleeping. So the Gemara says that does not pose the problem. If he's Shikir, he's sleeping, basically, in principle, he's a Gavra Bardas, who's just temporarily unable to express his Das. So they are able to be makrib the carbon, and they have the same word by Hakrovis Karbonis, the same chiluk between a shayt on the one hand and a yashin and a shikar on the other hand is relevant to negir to shlichus and relevant to negir to Hakrovis Karbonis, similar. Taka, they're not supposed to be makrib the carbonis while he's in the state. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, one who is an ovel, einu mishaleach carbonis, not supposed to bring carbonis on behalf of one who's an ovel.
So he's not new.
We started. It's a different din. It's a din in Kabbalah. Yeah, you don't know. Let's say the one who sent the carbon died. How do you know? So the Mishnah says in Gittin, Ishtalach the Hazaka, you assume that everything stayed the same. If you know Bavadai that he died, or you know Bavadai that a relative died, he just became a novel, so you stop the music. When the person becomes a novel, he calls up the Beis HaMikdosh and says, don't be makar of my carbon, I'm not here. Wait till Avelus is over. But if you don't know one way or the other, you assume that the Mishaleach of the carbon is still alive.
It's a chazaka.
In a good condition. Shtelt of chazaka, yeah. The Mishnah before. It becomes Tommy, that's the question. The Gemara says Tommy is Mishaleach carbonis. Tommy may be Mishaleach carbonis. The Rambam says it depends. If he's an Avhatuma or less. The Rambam claims if he's an Avhatuma, ain't a Mishaleach carbonis. If he's only a lower level, a Rishon Letuma, then he's Mishaleach Karbonis. Taisa Shita is that Tommy is always Mishaleach Karbonis. So also, Ishtarach the Chazaka, that he was Tohar at the time he appointed the Shlich, he's still Tohar. Unless it's a Chazaka that you know, Bavada, let's say a woman sends a Karbon, you know that every month she becomes Tameya, neither. So you can't Ishtarach the Chazaka. What do you mean? You can't assume that she's not Tameya. Of course she became Tameya. So then you have to call up by telephone to notify when you're able. Yeah, probably may. We have a din, milsa diulai matziyav shaliach la matzi mashvi. If it's something that I myself cannot do, I don't have the ability to appoint a shliach on my behalf. But I don't think this is not called milsa diulai matzi. It's just temporarily. It can't be makrav kabonis until it becomes tohor, until he gets out of the avelus. Now, he can appoint a shliach now. He just says, wait till after I become tohor, wait till after the avelus is over, and then you'll be able to be makrav it. That's not a chisorn. Milsa diola matzi avid is only if alpidin does not have a kerech bailus. And not if there's a zaitagi chisar now, that's not called iula matzi avid. So the Gemara frek takash, mi omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi, can it be that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that despite the fact that Sami Bionin is considered a lav bardas, he's not really so bad off over here. He has a condition, and we have pills, we have the medication. But still, Rabbi Yochanan claims that he's a shaita, a gavra ala bardas. Frag the Gemara, how can it be? V'homer Rabbi Yudah m'shmul, shmul gizokta memre, shachat bo shnayim or rav shnayim. They slit, murderers, slit somebody's throat. They slit his shnayim or rav shnayim. They cut the two, the beta simonim. The condemnation, the guy's gonna die. Imminently, he's going to die very, very soon. But he didn't die yet. V'ramaz, he's not able to talk, so he starts waving, give my wife a get. He starts making smile, give my wife a get, before I'm going to die, she'll be kukali of him. He doesn't want his wife, they have no children, so he doesn't want his wife to have to go through the ordeal of having chalitza, of yibam chalitza, he wants to spare from that. So he makes, starts waving, they should give a get. V'ramaz, v'yam a kiss v'get l'ishti, zogt shmol harelu yichtivu v'yitnu. He can give the get. Shmuel says he's considered, number one, he's considered chai, he's alive, he's not considered dead yet. Number two, he's considered a gavra bardas, that he can give tzivi habal, he can give tzivi habal, and they can give the get now.
Why not?
So,
there's nothing wrong.
Until they finish giving the get. Right. Until they finish giving the get. Okay, they're going to have to write the get quickly. Yeah. So maybe that's only Shmuel's opinion. Who says that Rabbi Yechon has to agree? V'tanya, we have a brice that says b'feirush at tesefta. It's not Shmuel, it's not the originator. Tanya, it says in a tesefta, the Romans used to crucify people.
Yeah.
There wasn't only one Yoisel. There were many. They used to crucify people and they used to bleed to death on the crucifix. So what happens? Ra'uhu, the Edim, Ra'uhu, Meguya, they see he's all cut up. All over the place, he's bludgeoned and he's going to die from all of his loss of blood. Means he's crucified on the tzelem. And he indicates to the people, right, to get quickly before I die. And the man is mamish holding by dying. So you see that even though he's mamish imminently going to die, that's considered a gavra bar das. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say that the achazer kadaikis is a gavra la bar das? Shouldn't it be a similar? Mar says no. What's the comparison? Mar says no. He's weak. So it should really be a kasha on everybody. That's what Taisus points out. Taisus, the end of the Taisus, miyom Rabbi Yechanan hachin. So they say, why is it only a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan? The second half of the Taisus. Why is it only kasha on Rabbi Yechanan? It should be a kasha on everybody. It's a kasha on both. More of a kasha, Rabbi Yechanan said, is more explicitly than Rishlosh. He's more at fault. But it's a kasha on everybody. So then Igmari answers, the kasha is nishkin kasha. Achazer kedaikis is a condition that the person doesn't know what he's talking about. It affected his mind. Over here, it did not affect his mind. Here, he's holding by dying.
Physical.
Yeah. He's weak, he's bleeding to death, but he's still a bardas. He's still in his seichel. Abgeschwacht, that's all. And for the Gemara, hachi hashta, what's the comparison? Hasam by the fellow on the crucifix, so they cut him, they slit his throat. Hasam died to tzilusahi. The kaf is aklara, his seichel is functioning. And he's only upgeschracht, he's in the process of dying, he's a geisus. Abahacha, by the achazer kodaikis, daita shegishtahi. The kaf is deranged. He's tzimishta, he doesn't know what he's doing. So here Rabbi Yechanan holds that he's a shaita, and even in Shlokish says, nishkin shaita, but he's a yoshin. He's a yoshin. There, he's not a yoshin, nishkin shaita. He's a gavra bardas by the fellow who's dying on the crucifix. He's a gavra bardas. The only thing is that he's a geisus. He's going to die. Okay. Preg de Gemara Kasha, but we still have a problem. But isn't there a contradiction? Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel just said before that they slit his throat. Somebody, they slit a man's throat. And he's still considered a chai. He's still alive. And he's still considered a gavra bardas. And he's not considered a yoshein. He's able to express his das, he can't talk, ramaz. So if he indicates they should give a get, so Shmuel says, shocha v'shnaim rav shnaim. Ramaz v'ema kis v'get lishtai v'li yichta v'yitnu. So Shmuel is telling us that a man whose throat is slit is a chai and a bar das and able to express the das, all three. Shrek d'gmar, but Shmuel said that he's dead. Mi amar Shmuel hachi, is that true? V'amar rab yud amar Shmuel. The first premise is wrong. Shocha v'shnaim rav shnaim, u'barach. And then somehow the guy ran away. So I ran away. The aid ran away. Someone ran away. We don't know what happened, whether he survived or not. So you could be mad to his wife from the wife in Ishken Aguna, the Yodua that he's dead. Zokta Dach that he's dead. Hishmuel said that the man that they slit his throat If you shech the behema and you shech the shech and shech rov shnayin,
it's dead behema.
You can eat the flesh now, even though the behema is jumping around. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat from a behema hamaparcheset, but it's not an isereina zvucha. It's not an isereiv menachai. The eiv menachai is a rov. They did the shechita. So zaitige iser, the separate iser, not to eat from a behema calls man sheim aparcheset lo sochel al adam. But the isereina zvucha is a rov because the shechita is finished. So here Shmuel sounds like he says shochah b'shnayim rov shnayim. If they cut the kana neveshet of a human being, he's considered dead. Meidim alav, the eidim eid echod or the eidim could be mata the wife. The husband is considered dead. And if Shmuel, the first Shmuel said that he's chai and he's a gavra bar das and he's able to express his das, how can it be? Here Shmuel says that he's not chai. And if the first Shmuel is right that he's alive, how can the Edom testify to be mata the wife? That she can remarry, but they don't know that the husband is dead. He's still alive. And for the Gemara, he's still alive, but he's not going to live too long. He's like Mamish Agoises. He's going to die within a few hours. He said, of course he's Amri, everything Marachai, who Avad, the first member of Shmuel, indicates that Shochab Rov Shnaim is Achai. Abbasayf Alam, he's going to die very soon. So his wife cannot remarry right now. You have to wait a couple of days. After 2-3 days, you know for sure that he's dead. He's not going to survive. Unless today, maybe they have the ability to do surgery to save his life. But in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Amoraim, they had nothing to do. It wasn't Shaykh. So Shoch Boshnaim or Rav Shnaim, he's still a Chai, but his Mamshe Goises. He's going to die imminently. So it's an Ishkin Kash. Freg the Gemara, if that's true, Hello Meyato, if that is correct, that Shoch Boshnaim or Rav Shnaim is considered, it's Vadai Sof Olam, there's nothing you can do to prevent, nothing you could do in the days of the Tanoi to prevent the man from dying. Why? So how come you don't send me into Golos? If I murder somebody, be mazed, so you give me Sayyid, I get Einish Mrs. Bezen. If I murdered somebody accidentally, be Shaygek, so I have to go to the Ari Miklot. Well, what happens if Shocha Boshnaim or Rov Shnaim accidentally? State in the Braisa, Hareze Eino Goyle. I do not go to Golos. Why do I not go to Golos? Yeah. He's still alive, but he's Vaday going to die. When I shoot someone, accidentally, I shoot someone and he dies. He has to die that second, Terke de Dibur. No. If he dies 1 minute earlier, let's say he was going to die at the age of Meir V'es Mishonah. And because of the shot that I gave, let's say I slapped the person on the face, and the doctors figured out, and they warned me, the man is very frail, don't slap him, you will cause him to die earlier than otherwise. So then the doctors shuts up the situation. May I say, if I wouldn't have slapped him, he would have lived that Mary Asam Shana. And now that I slapped him, he died an hour before his 120th birthday. So that's called the Ratzeach. The only thing is that there's no doctor in the world who's going to be able to ascertain because I slapped a kid at the age of 5, that's why he died a minute earlier at the age of 120. That's highly improbable, highly unlikely. But if you can't ascertain, let's say a person commits suicide, that's an aveira. So if a person smokes, and the doctors say a person overeats, and the doctors say everybody overeats, so the doctors say you overeat, you're going to die earlier. If it's taka true that you die earlier, so that's taka suicide. Some say, what? It's not suicide, he didn't die yet. If you die 1 minute earlier than you would have otherwise died, that's called suicide and that's called murder. I did something that caused either somebody else or myself to die earlier than otherwise. There's no halacha, you have to die terke de dibur from the maaseh ritzicha. So the Gemara frek takasha, ela meyata, if it's really true that shocha bo shnayim or rov shnayim is a chai, but it's vadai sof olamus, so why shouldn't it be called the ratzeach? It should be goylo yodai. Alo Motanya, why is there a brisa that says not so? Shochah b'shnayim or rov shnayim, if I cut both, I slit his neck accidentally, the kona and the veshed, without realizing it. Hareza eino goyle, state the fair said it does not go into golas. Regmo, why not? And for the Gemara, no, that's a different reason. Horit mar alo, we have a member in connection with that brisa. Amar aposhi, that's a different reason why. Chashin and shema haruach dil balasoi. Special din by Golus, if I shoot a person and he doesn't die immediately, takes him a while to die, so soll er wegsterben, gesunde Hate, and if he dies later, I'm still Chayv Mis and I'm Chayv Golus. But if there's a possibility that Haruach Bilbalasa, the wind came in and hastened the death, then I'm not the sole murderer. The wind also participated, so then I'm not Chayv Golus. Especially then, I'm not Chayv Golus. Or another version has it, not so much Shema Haruach Bilbalasa, Haruach Bilbalasa would be Chayv Golus. Yeah, Rashi writes a Chiddush de Gavshat. If not for the Ruach, he wouldn't have died at all. Yeah. Even the Pashtus is not. The Pashtus is he would have died anyway, but the Ruach caused him to die earlier. Right, so that's also enough to pass. I don't know, Rashi is an upshot. I'm not sure what the Rashi. But Poshet Shad is not like the Rashi. I don't know. Inami Digmar says another version of Raboshia is we are concerned Shem Hu Kireves Misasai. When I murder the person, let's say I shot him in the stomach, and then he bellows over and he starts bending in pain and in agony. So there's a possibility that maybe he hastened his own death, not on purpose, maybe accidentally. So the fact that the wind is going to blow and hasten his death, according to the second version, that doesn't bother me. But because of the possibility, maybe he's a human being, maybe he hastened his own death, so that's what gets me off the hook. That's why I'm potter. Zog the Gemara, it's a special din. And half of the Rishayim and Taisus say it's only by Golas. By Harik B'mezid, it doesn't make a difference. If I kill the person B'mezid at the Edom of Bahasra, even if it was Haruach Bilbalasa, and it was Kirivis Mises Atzma, what? He wanted to kill himself.
Yeah.
It was all reflex action. It happened automatically. He didn't know what he was doing. So that's all part of my act of Ritzichus. I would be Chayiv Mise. Even if Haruach Bilbalasa and Hukirivis Mises Atzma, Pirkes and Kirivis Mises Atzma, the Rambam in one day in Tyson Hall that it's only a din in Golas. It doesn't apply to Harik B'mezid. Special din in Golas that if he doesn't die right away, a new reason why he's potter. In fact, there's a famous din in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Yad HaZaka doesn't give you any marmakaymas for any of the din. That's why you have the Kesa Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, and all of the commentaries on the side. They have to give you all the marmakaymas. And with all the commentaries, we still don't know all the marmakaymas for the Rambam. So everybody's writing Mosfarim and Mosfarim. There are a lot of lines in the Rambam that we're not exactly sure. So they say, oh, there's a quotation from a Tosefta, and this is a Yerushalmi, and this is a Tshuvas HaGoinim, and this is something else. They're discovering more and more sources for all the Rambam. The Rambam, whenever it's something original, the Rambam writes Yeroyli. I think they added it up on the computers 99 times. The whole Rambam writes Yeroyli. And anything else, he's quoting direct quotation. So a lot of the things we don't know exactly where. So they sent, every so often they sent the Rambam a letter. Where did this didn't come from? They didn't know. So they sent the Rambam in the collection of letters of the Rambam, the old collection, the Pe'er Ador. They sent the Rambam a letter. Where is it? The Rambam quotes this din in Hilchus Retzeh Hashmiras Nefesh, that if he killed somebody b'sheigeg and he doesn't die immediately, and there's a possibility maybe Pirkeis the Kira v'smisas Atzmei, maybe because he was bending over as a reflex action, maybe that hastened his own death, or maybe Haruch Bilbalasa, so either one consideration or the other, so the fellow's not Chayv Golus. So yes, the Rambam, where is the Maramakam? So the Rambam writes a letter in response that's printed. He says, I see I made a mistake that I didn't give the Maramakam because I didn't remember myself where the source is. So I thought for sure it's in Gemara Makis, Elohein HaGoylin, a Perik in Makis. Who goes second Perik? Who goes to Golus? He looked, he mished, and he didn't find. So he says, second Pesach must be in Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin. In Zayin HaChet, the Sugi is about Retzeach. He's mished over there, couldn't find it then. Then he was thinking, where in the world is the Mokka? Then it dawned upon him, it's here, an obscure Gemara, Mishachzik or Dikus, unrelated to anything before and Gittin, after Gittin, nothing to do with the rest of the Masechta. Middle of nowhere, a din that doesn't appear anywhere, not in Makkas, not in Sanhedrin, where it should have belonged. The middle of it, and he writes that he has Charata, that he didn't write the Marmakams, because he himself didn't remember. It took him quite a while till he reconstructed where the Maramokma. So this is historically, this is a famous Gemara. The Shachab Oshnaim or Avshnaim, this is the din that the Rambam himself forgot, where the marker was. Then the Gemara says, might be nai, what's the difference between the one version and the other version? Sure. Special din by Horik B'Shoigeg, that if he doesn't die right away, you're not Chayv Golus. Even by Horik B'Mezid, most of the Rishonim hold it doesn't apply. Special din by Horik B'Shoigeg. Why are you not chayiv? Is it because of the possibility, the concern that maybe haruach bilbalosai? Or is it because of the possibility of shemhu pirkeis, the kirav misas atzmai? So the Gemara says, ikib beinai, the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. What if you have reason A without reason B? What if you have reason B without reason A? Either ikib beinai, one nafkamina will be the shachta, the besa, the shisha, upirkeis. You stabbed them to death, you killed them in a room that has marble walls and there's no wind blowing at all. There's no ruach bilbalasa at all. But I see he's bending over himself. There was pirkus. If you're concerned about the second possibility, hukira v'smisasai, the murder victim hastened his own death by bending over, here was pirkus. But if that's ignored, the only thing that you're concerned about is a ruach bilbalasa. Here there's no ruach to be mevalbal. So that's one nafkamina, where the second reason applies and the first reason doesn't apply. Inami, or you can have an nafkamina fakir, the shachte bibara, I killed them outside, where the wind is blowing all of, not inside the house, bibara outside, but look here, case. And the Yadim are watching from the time that I stabbed him till the time that he died. He's just laying there flat.
He didn't
jump around at all, didn't shake at all, but the wind is blowing back and forth. So if the concern is Shema Haruch Bilbalasa, it could be that the wind hastened his, contributed to his death. But if the concern is the second one, of Kuhukir of Ismisasai, so then it wouldn't apply. There's an interesting place, it writes in Sukkah, in one place in Masechet Sukkah. And then the Gemara gives the Machlekes Amaroyim. Usually people who learn Gemara never notice this, but Tesis noticed it. Tesis claims, when the Gemara gives a Machlekes Amaroyim, the Gemara gives two reasons, like over here. Either reason A, or Inami, reason B. So the Gemara says, my Benai, what's the difference? Whether reason A or reason B, so the Gemara says an Achimina where A applies and B doesn't apply, an Achimina where B applies where A doesn't apply. So sometimes the Gemara will say an Achimina, only one Achimina, an Achimina where A applies and B doesn't apply. How come they didn't get both Achiminas like over here? The Gemara says where A applies, B doesn't apply, B applies. So Taisa says if the Gemara only gives one Achimina in one direction, there's a reason for it. It must be that the other direction is not true. That reason holds from the other reason also. That's why they didn't give. Here, A doesn't hold from B, and B doesn't hold from A. So they gave nafkamina for this and for that. But if the Gemara will only give a nafkamina in one direction, not in the other, it means that the other direction is incorrect. If the students of Gemara usually don't pick that up. But Tosfos has a ganz shtickel Torah in Sukkah based on this assumption. So here the Gemara was careful to write both. Anyway, that's what Tosfos and the Rama, most of the Rishonim hold, that this Gemara is a special din only by Golos and doesn't apply anywhere else. Why should it only be a special din in Golos? Because Tosfos points out that many, the Psukim describe how he kills him b'shogeg. The Mashmas is the Hiko Nefesh Vameis, that he dies immediately. The Mashmas says that he dies very soon after the Ritzicha, and the reason why must be either A or B, because we're concerned about Haruch Bil Balosai, but we're concerned because of Shema Pirkus and Mace. There is a Taisvis in Shabbos that holds not so. There's a Mechudish Dika Dei in Taisvis in Shabbos. There are Lamatas Malachas on Shabbos. One of the Malachas is Hashaychet. Mm-hmm. Hashaychet means either you kill a person, or you kill a behemoth, or you go fishing and you take Netilus Neshama. Any kind of Netilus Neshama. You step on a bug. You kill any Balchai. If you harvest a vegetable that's kotzer, that's a vegetative life, that's a different malacha. But if you kill animal life, that's Netilus Neshama, that's one of the Lamatas malacha. So Tosfos writes a chiddush, what if I'm fishing on Shabbos and I catch a fish, that should be Netilus Neshama? So Tosfos says no. The fish jumps around. Pirkei, the fish jumps around and knocks its head on it. Yeah, knocks itself, knocks its own kishkis out. So the fish helped hastened its own death, Pirkei Semeis, so Dos Hastenish can Netilus Neshama. So Taisus took this Gemara, Taisus and Shabbos, one little, and they hold it, that's the definition of Netilus Neshama, that I did everything. Most of the Rishonim hold it doesn't even apply to Retzech Bemezit, it only applies to Retzech B'Shoigeg for Golos, because the Mashmas HaPosit, Hiko Nefesh Rameis, that it should be immediate. If it's not immediate, there is HaKosov that you're not Chayv Golos. And Taisus points out that you have special, unique halachas that you potter from Golus, even though they don't apply to the Retzeach Bemezid. L'mashal, Derech Aliyah is not Chayv, only Derech Yerida. The Gemara has a case, the Pasuk has a case. Ki Obel Reyeh Lachtov Eitzim Bayar. I go to chop down some trees. Vinashala Barzal Minoates, and I have a hatchet, and it has the metal part that does the chopping, and then the metal part flies, and it hits someone else, and it kills them accidentally. So the Chumash says, I have to run away to the Ohr Mikveh, and I have to go to Golus. So the Gemara makes a distinction. If I'm picking up the hatchet like this, Derech Aliyah, the upward motion, and then the piece of metal flies up, and the other guy's up there somewhere, and then it hits him, and he gets killed, I'm not Chayv Golus. But if it's a downward motion, like this, that's going down, so Derech Yerida, up the ladder, down the ladder, also the same thing. Only if it's Derech Yerida, you're Chayv Golus. Derech Aliyah, you're not Chayv Golus. Right. So Taisa says, there's a glatak there, sakosa bialma, no rhyme, no reason, glatak hope. A chok, we don't understand what it's all about. So just like that's a chok, so you have noch a chok over here, that it's only if he dies immediately. If bilbalasa haruach, or pirkei semeis, vikirav es misas atzmai, so you're not chayiv golas. By misa b'meizid, and if it killed the meizid, these chukim wouldn't apply. The Rambam doesn't write like Tosafos. The Rambam quotes from a Gemara. It's not the Rambam's quote. The Rambam quotes a Gemara in Makkos, in the second parak in Makkos, but there's a machloikas abayi v'rove, what's the nature of the din of Derech Aliyah? Why is it that Derech Aliyah doesn't go to Golus? So the Gemara seems pretty clear that it's not Xeris HaKosuf. The Gemara says, the Rambam sums it up like this, there are three kinds of shogigim. Shloshahem ha-hargim b'shkoga. The Rambam starts off a parak in Hilchos Ratzech, v'shmiras nefesh, shloshahem ha-hargim b'shkoga, there are three kinds of people. One is a shogig karev la'oynis, one is shogig karev lemezid, and one is shogig in the middle. So he says, if you're a shogig karev la'oynes, you don't even have to go to the Ohr Mikveh. If you're shogig karev lemezid, it doesn't even help. Even if you're in the Ohr Mikveh, the Goel Adam has the right to kill you in the Ohr Mikveh. And if you're shogig in the middle of the road, a centrist, so then you have to run to the Ohr Mikveh, and then it'll help. If you're in the Ohr Mikveh, then the Goel Adam has no right to kill you. But if you shake it, Karev Lemezid, it's not even going to help. He has a right to kill you, even in the Ohr Mikveh. And the shake it, Karev Lemezid, I'm chayiv to run away. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Abayi v'Rava, regarding the tour of Derech Aliyah. The Gemara seems beferish not like Tosafos. Tosafos writes, Agzeres HaKos V'Achok. So just like you have the chok of Derech Aliyah, so you have the chok also of dying soon. Shema Pirkei Semeis. That he's potter. The Gemara is not so. The Gemara has a machlekes abayi v'rava. Why is Derech Aliyah potter? Is it because it's such a freak accident? It's the karev l'yoynes. So he's not chayv golus. He doesn't even have to go to the Ohr Mikveh. Or should I say no? If it happens like this, if it happens Derech Yerida, so there's a lot of strength put in. If it goes Derech Aliyah, so it must be that it's karev l'mezid. Must be karev l'pshia. So since it's karev l'pshia, even if I'll run to the Ohr Mikveh, it won't help. So the Gemara has a machlekes, and the Ram Abayi Rava, so the Rama paskins like Rava. The Rama paskins that Derech Aliyah is potter because it's karev l'oynes. He doesn't say that it's glatacho. That's what the Gemara. So that's what the Achreinim ask on Tosafos. Tosafos gives that as a mashal to show that you have gzeiros hakasuv, stam, no rhyme, no reason, glatach gzeiros hakasuv b'yalma, that you potter from golus, a ptur that doesn't apply to nisa, and they give as a dugme Derech Aliyah. So the Achreinim said, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Feresh, that's not a chok. It's because it's karev l'yoynes, or karev l'pshia, one or the other, but it's not a chok beyond. Unless he cuts through and through, he detaches the whole head. No, yeah, by Sheikhet Mamish, if you cut off, you detach the whole head. That's already Mace Mamish. Shechab Oshnaim or Rav Shnaim, but it's still attached, that's Chai and Sof Olamud. But Shochat all the way through, that's Mamish dead. Yeah, but that's, I think that's already dead. That's a Mishnah that's dead already. If you cut off a person's head, then the Mishnah says he's dead already. Yeah, that's, by definition, that's still dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shabbos. An Ilchus Shabbos usually. But we have it in Shnaim Shasu is not Chayiv. Shnaim Shasu is only not Chayiv if they're both Jewish. If one is a Jew, one is a guy, so it's not called Shnaim Shasu. Or if the Shnaim Shasu who did the Malach is me and a natural force, I harness the natural force to help him do a Malach. Then the Gemara says, Kach Acham Yerubai is called Chilul Shabbos, they're Isis. Zerev Eruch Misayaito. I throw something up in the wind and the wind scatters it. So that's a Malach of their Isis. Or the Gemara has a case, the Rambam has a case, the Ramban HaChumash has a case. Sod, I hunt an animal with the assistance of hunting dogs. So I send the dogs out over there and I'm from this side. So me with the dogs together, trap the animal. So that's a Koyach Acham Yerubai of a natural force. I'm harnessing a natural force. That's a Malach of their Isis. So that's a shayla over here also. If I kill the fish and he jumps around the kirvus nisasa, so let that be a reflex action. Let that be like a koach hacham yurabai. So Taisa sounds like they're shtelling tzu. This gemara over here, that's a special definition in Ratzeach. That the tilus neshama is a din. That a kirvus nisasa is not called in tilus neshama. I don't think that the Taisa means to say that it's a din in all the malachas. In the other malachas, it wouldn't be a problem. That would be koach hacham yurabai, that it should be chayim. This is a famous Gemara. Yeah. In this week's Sedra in Parsha Shmini, the Gemara in Yumeh, in the first Mishnah, says that there's a din that you have to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. He has to be in the Lishkas Palhedrin to prepare for the Avodas Yom Kippur. So the Gemara on the first Mishnah has a machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Where is the makkah for this institution in the Chumash? Where does it come from? That you need Prisha Shiva for the Kohen Gadol to prepare him. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara has the machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish. So one of the Amoraim says it's learned that from the pasuk here that Aaron had to sit Pesach Ol Moed Shivas Yomim. Here the end of Parshas Tzav it says in Pesach Ol Moed Leseitzu Shivas Yomim Ad Yom Alos Yimei Miluechem. They have to prepare for 7 days so that Aaron HaKohen will be able to do the avodah on the Shmini Lemilun. That's how Rashi writes in the beginning of Yuma, that just like on Yom Kippur, all the avodas are mutal on the Kohen Gadol, so too on the Shmini Lemilun, all the avodas are mutal on the Kohen Gadol. That's where Rashi writes the comparison is. So that's the pasuk at the end of Tzav, Kasher Asa Bayayim Azeh, Tiv Hashem Lasas, Lechaper Aleichem. Just as Hashem is commanding on this occasion, that 7 days of Hachana lead up to the Shmini Lemilun, prepare the Kohen Gadol to do the avodas Yom Kippurim, so too, the same is true regarding Avodas Yom Kippurim. Lachaper Aleichem refers to Avodas Yom Kippurim, and Lasas refers to Maisa Paraduma. That when the Kohen does the Paraduma, he has to have 7 Mafishin Kohen on Seraphis Apara, 7 days in advance for Hachana for that. That's one opinion in the Gemara. That it's a din derais, it's learned out from Shmini Lemilun. The other opinion in the Gemara is no, in Gansan that is learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu. That it says at the end of Parshas Kisisa, I think, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Onon for 6 days, Vayichaseh Onon, and then he entered into the Machne Shechina. And then when he was on Har Sinai. So the first 6 days he was preparing himself, and then he had the Yechidus with the Shechina on the 7th day. So similarly over here, you really don't need 7 days. Mikra Din is enough 6 days, and the 7 days for a different din. So Hazor Shlishi Shvi is a different halacha. And the Mokker isn't ganzen different. It's lined up from Moshe Rabbeinu for the Knesset to the Azor. So on that Gemara, in the beginning of Yume, Rashi wrote, the Rashi wanted to schmaltz up the mashal, the comparison. So he says, the Kohen Gadol prepares 7 days before Yom Kippur to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, which is Mutal Asolov, is learned out from the Shmini Lemiluim, that the Kohen Gadol had to sit Pesach Ol Moed to prepare himself for the Avodah on Shmini, all the Avodahs are done by Aaron HaKohen. So the Rashashi asks, is that correct? You read the Psukim, it says in Pasuk Tes, beginning of Parsha Shmini, it's by Yakriva ben Yaharin es Adam Elov, that they did the Kabbalah Saddam. They did the Halacha Saddam. By Yitan Al-Karas HaMizbech, he did the Hazoe. But they did the Kabbalah Saddam and they did the Halacha Saddam. By Yakrivu includes both Avodas, the Kabbalah Saddam and the Halacha Saddam. On Yom Kippur, all the Avodas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. How can Rashi say that all Avodas of Shmini Lemiluim Umutim on the Kohen Gadol on Aaron? The Pasuk in Pasuk Tet says that it's not true. That's what the Rashash says. Yes, the Kashan Rashi. So in Yeshiva is the answer. It's a question of Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out in the Haftarah from Zechariah that we read for Shabbos Chanukah. So the Mashmois of the Pasuk sounds like it's saying that it's the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol to be mefakech on all the avodas all year long, not just on Shmini Miluim and on Yom Kippur. From the pasuk in Zechariah, that's what he quoted in the name of Rab Chaim. He said Rab Chaim pointed out the pasuk in the Novi Zechariah that we read for the Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah sounds like it says that all year long it's a unique responsibility of the Kohen Gadol to see to it. That's why he has to be in the Beis Hamikdash all the time. It says responsibility to see. So then you can't say this this pshat. But in the yeshivas, that's what they say. The Rashi didn't mean to say that the Aveda has to be actually done. He's not like the klisharis, like on Yom Kippur. He's the only one who can do the Aveda. On Shmini Lemiluim, it's his responsibility to see to it that it's taken care of. But he doesn't actually have to do the Aveda. For the last few years, we have Rabbi Yudaikin comes from Kiryat Malachi, from the yeshivas, to ask for assistance. And he came tonight to speak to us for a few minutes.
Ich komme auch nicht zufalten, und ich komme jetzt sagen, keine Drosches. Ich will noch der Mannen. Was hat ausgefällt, aber davon bin ich zu Saul, davon bin ich vieles bei Russischen Welt. Was hat ausgebracht, die ganzen für Russland? Aber noch zu bringen, in Amerika und nach zu Saul, zu machen, sie Tarif mitgebracht, die, was die können, können sein.